Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Tony.
That's reading all over the papers, and I read a menagerie of them, but there is a huge story. I saw it in USA Today also about how the middle class has really seeped into that big population of people who are hungry.
Right. You know, people that are working, people that are trying to work, people that have never been without a job before, you know, are now finding themselves needing help with the basics like food.
Well, let's talk about Stamp Out Hunger. It's a big program, and I know you're really giving it a big push.
Well, this Saturday, May 14th, is the annual National Association of Letter Carriers Food Drive, and that's largely sponsored by the letter carriers themselves. They collect food at people's homes, so wherever you put your mail out or go to get your mail, whether it's at the curb or it's at your doorstep, you can put a bag of a few non-perishable things, and the letter carrier will your mailman will take that food back, and it'll get to a number of different organizations that will help feed hungry people. So it's a national food drive. It's the biggest one-day food drive in the country. Last year, it produced about 77 million pounds of food across the nation, about 3 million in Michigan, and about 1 million of that went to the food bank network. So it's a really important day. It's a big infusion of food all in one day.
Jeez, I feel bad for those guys. They're already carrying a bunch of stuff, but I know that they won't mind having the heavier bags this Saturday.
No, and you're right. I mean, some of them drive cars, and some have their little mail trucks. And, you know, if you'll see on Saturday, they're filled up with, you know, bags of, you know, cans and boxes and things. But it's really generous of them to do it. They've done it for years now, and if you go into a food bank on Monday, you're just going to see piles and, you know, big bins and, you know, this huge infusion of boxes and cans, and, you know, it makes a big difference for our food bank network.
Jane, I've been reading that the economy is showing some signs of improving, that folks are hiring. Are you seeing a flattening out, if you will, of the need that you have for food?
Not just yet. I mean, I think that's going to take a while for, to kind of trickle down to the very basic needs area. But we're encouraged by it. But we haven't seen anything that directly just yet.
And as I mentioned to you earlier, seeing that thousands and thousands of people who are in the middle class, and a lot of these folks had challenges with either home foreclosures or the loss of a job or a couple of jobs in the household, has taken the middle class and pushed them into an area of need.
Right. It's kind of squeezing out the middle class, you know. And like I said, a lot of folks who have never, you know, been without money, been without an income, have found themselves in that situation. You know, people that have done everything right their whole life by saving money and, you know, putting money into their 401k and sending their kids to school have now no income, which is not what was expected. And, and there's always going to be people that just have emergencies, you know, that have a house fire or have a big bill to pay or have to buy school clothes or something that, you know, you have a big bill to pay and you can't pay it, and or if you pay that big bill, then you don't have money for food in your grocery budget that week. So, you know, I mean, there are emergencies, and there are also people that are kind of chronically on the edge that we serve.
How many people in Michigan do not have enough food to eat?
Well, we serve about 1 million people in our state. Those are people that resort to, you know, the kind of, we're like the service of last resort, you know, the emergency food network. It's 1 in 10 people in our state. So if you look at people that are just poor, or I mean, there's other groups as well. So that's what we know, and that's, you know, pretty unacceptable, I think.
How many of those are children?
Half of those are seniors and children. So, you know, that's even people that really don't have much control over their incomes or their budgets are the victims of this.
And in talking about Stamp Out Hunger, how much food do you think that will bring into the food bank?
Well, I presume it'll probably be another big one this year. We'll probably get another 1 million pounds of food. You know, a can's about a pound. So if you look at how many pieces of food that is, you know, I mean, it could be 1 million cans of food. It could be 2 million boxes of food. It's a big amount.
All right. Jane Marshall is the executive director of the Food Bank Council of Michigan. And, Jane, this is a pretty easy deal for us. The Stamp Out Hunger, all we have to do is take some food and put it in a bag and put it right out near our mailbox, and the U.S. Postal Service will take care of it for us this coming Saturday.
Yeah, it's very easy to do. So please remember to do it on Saturday.
All right. Thanks so much, Jane. We'll talk with you soon.
Thank you, Tony.